At the height of his 40s, Isaac, son of Abraham, embarked on a journey of love and faith by joining Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel. A union guided by divine plans, marking the first steps of a lineage destined to shape sacred history. However, the couple's happiness faced a challenge in the form of Rebekah's infertility. Confronting this obstacle, Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his beloved wife. In an expression of deep faith, he lifted his desires to the heavens, trusting in God's providence to overcome the barrier of infertility that afflicted them. The answers to Isaac's prayers soon arrived, and Rebekah became pregnant. The miracle of life pulsated in her womb, revealing the divine presence shaping them from maternal inception. Yet during pregnancy, the baby struggled within her so much that it caused her concern. One day she questioned God, "Why is this happening to me?" God promptly responded, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." In this divine revelation, God shared with Rebekah the profound meaning of the turmoil within her. He revealed that the twins she carried were not merely brothers, but represented the beginning of two distinct nations. Moreover, God announced that the older, Esau, would serve the younger, Jacob, thus reversing the traditional order of primogeniture. Thus, the divine purpose for Esau and Jacob began to unfold within their mother's womb. The long-awaited moment finally arrived when Rebekah gave birth. Esau emerged, red and covered with a peculiar coat of hair, while Jacob, grasping his brother's heel, announced his entry into the world. The birth of these two boys, so distinct in appearance and personality, signaled the fulfillment of the divine promises made to Isaac and Rebekah. As the years passed, the boys grew up. Esau became a skilled hunter, favored by Isaac, while Jacob preferred to stay among the tents and was closer to Rebekah. Isaac, the venerable father, sensed that his journey on earth was nearing its end. Feeling the urgency to bless his firstborn before he departed, he called for Esau, his eldest son. However, in the shadows of the tent, Rebekah, astute mother and privy to divine revelations, overheard the conversation between father and son. God, in his wisdom, had revealed to her that the blessing was meant for Jacob, the younger son. Thus, Rebekah, trusting in the divine promise, devised a clever plan to secure her son's destiny. While Esau obediently went hunting to please his father, Rebekah instructed Jacob to bring two young goats from the flock. With skillful hands, she prepared Isaac's favorite dish. Taking advantage of Isaac's frailty, who could no longer see due to his advanced age, she instructed Jacob to impersonate Esau. The ruse reached its climax when Rebekah covered Jacob's smooth arms with the goatskins to simulate Esau's hairiness. The scene was set when Jacob, initially hesitant, went along with his mother's plan. Before Isaac, disguised as Esau, Jacob received the paternal blessing, influenced by Rebekah's adept manipulation of the situation. The blessing, filled with divine promises, included prosperity, dominion over his brothers, and the power of words to bless and curse. Tragedy unfolded when Esau returned from the hunt and discovered the deceit. Consumed by fury, he threatened Jacob's life. Fearing for her son's safety, Rebekah advised Jacob to flee to the house of her brother Laban until Esau's anger subsided. Leaving his homeland, Jacob embarked on a journey that would lead him to Haran, where he intended to find his uncle Laban. During his journey, Jacob reached a specific place and decided to rest as evening approached. He used a stone as a pillow and fell asleep. It was during this sleep that Jacob had an extraordinary and meaningful dream. In the dream, Jacob saw a ladder that stretched from earth to heaven, with angels of God ascending and descending on it. This ladder symbolized the direct connection between heaven and earth, representing the open communication between God and humanity. The presence of angels ascending and descending highlighted the constant and active nature of this spiritual linkage. Moreover, during the dream, God stood at the top of the ladder and addressed Jacob with a special message. He reaffirmed the promises made to Abraham and Isaac, ensuring that Jacob's descendants would be numerous and blessed, spreading throughout the land. God also promised to be with Jacob wherever he went and to bring him back to that land. When Jacob woke up, he realized the sacred significance of the place where he had rested. He exclaimed, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." In recognition of the spiritual experience, Jacob took the stone that had served as his pillow, set it up as a memorial, poured oil on it as a sign of consecration, and named the place Bethel, which means House of God. One day, near a well, Jacob, driven by curiosity, asked the shepherds about their origins. "My brothers, where are you from?" The response came swiftly. "We are from Haran." In his search for relatives, Jacob inquired if they knew Laban, the grandson of Nahor, Abraham's brother. The shepherds not only confirmed they knew him, but also informed Jacob that Rachel, Laban's daughter, would soon arrive at the location. As he waited, Rachel, Laban's daughter, came with her sheep. Overcome with emotion upon recognizing his relative, Jacob approached, rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered Laban's flock. The encounter led to a deeper revelation of kinship, and Jacob, moved by genuine feelings, kissed Rachel and, deeply moved, shed tears. Rachel then ran to tell her father, Laban, about Jacob's arrival. Laban, upon hearing about his relative, hurried to greet Jacob with warm embraces. Jacob, in turn, shared his entire story with Laban, who recognized Jacob as family and offered him hospitality. Over the course of a month, Jacob stayed under Laban's roof. Seeing that his relative was willing to work for the family's welfare, Laban proposed a deeper alliance. Laban had two daughters, Leah, the older, and Rachel, the younger, of remarkable beauty. Jacob's heart inclined toward Rachel, and he proposed to work for Laban for 7 years in exchange for Rachel's hand in marriage. Laban agreed to the proposal, witnessing Jacob's tireless efforts during this period, where his love and devotion were as a firm foundation. The awaited moment arrived, and after 7 years of service, Jacob approached Laban to claim his bride. However, Laban prepared a wedding feast, and that night, in a festive atmosphere, he led Leah, his eldest daughter, to Jacob, thus consummating the marriage. At dawn, Jacob realized the deception. The morning light revealed that the woman beside him was not Rachel, but Leah. Surprised and perhaps disappointed, Jacob confronted Laban. Cunningly, Laban explained that it was not customary to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older, justifying the switch. Laban proposed a solution. Jacob could complete the wedding week with Leah and then marry Rachel, but he would need to commit to another 7 years of work to secure the second marriage. In a testament to resilience and true love, Jacob agreed to Laban's new proposal. Thus, he completed the wedding week with Leah and later formalized his union with Rachel. Jacob, moved by his commitment and love, devoted himself to another 7 years of hard work for Laban. At the end of this period, Jacob, now married to both sisters, Rachel and Leah, consolidated his family under Laban's roof. During this time, he not only experienced the challenges of complex family relationships, but also thrived in building his own flock. In God's providence, he blessed Jacob's efforts, multiplying the animals under his supervision. However, as Jacob's prosperity grew, tensions with Laban intensified. Realizing the need for autonomy and seeking to fulfill God's promise to return to his parents' land, Jacob expressed his desire to leave. Laban, recognizing that Jacob's presence was a source of blessing for himself, tried to persuade Jacob to stay. Nevertheless, guided by God's call, Jacob remained steadfast in his decision. Thus, accompanied by his wives, children, and livestock, Jacob embarked on the journey back to the land of Canaan. However, this return was not without fears and significant challenges, especially the fear of facing Esau, his brother, whose anger Jacob had feared for years. Before meeting Esau, Jacob devised a clever plan to appease his potential wrath. He decided to send a caravan of gifts, including animals and valuable goods, across the Jabbok River. This offering would be a gesture of reconciliation and an attempt to soften Esau's heart. On the night before meeting Esau, Jacob made a crucial decision. He rose, gathered his two wives, Leah and Rachel, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River. Jacob, however, realized he needed to confront his deepest fear and remained alone on the other side of the river. It was then that an extraordinary event occurred. A mysterious man appeared and wrestled with Jacob throughout the night. The struggle was intense and symbolic, representing the battles and challenges Jacob would face on his journey. Jacob had struggled all his life, from the moment of his birth, his conflict with Esau, and even the challenges with Laban. Now, on the brink of meeting Esau again, Jacob faced the most difficult moment of his life. At the height of the struggle, in an attempt to end the confrontation, the man touched Jacob's hip socket, leaving him limping. However, despite being wounded, Jacob refused to give up, insisting on receiving a blessing. The man then asked Jacob for his name. Jacob's response triggered a significant twist in the narrative. The man declared, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed." Here, the name change symbolizes a deep spiritual and identity transformation for Jacob, marking a new chapter in his journey. The man revealed himself as a divine manifestation and granted Jacob a special blessing. Jacob then realized he had wrestled with God. He called the place Peniel, meaning the face of God, for he had seen God face to face, and yet his life was preserved. This transformative experience left Jacob with a new identity and a renewed perspective. At dawn, Jacob, limping from the hip socket touched during the struggle, continued on his journey. We come to the climax of Jacob and Esau's story, where the long-feared encounter between the brothers approaches. Tension hangs in the air, laden with Esau's previous threat to kill Jacob. Jacob, aware of the delicacy of the situation, takes a gesture of humility and submission. He bows down 7 times before Esau, a symbolic gesture of respect and submission, demonstrating the depth of his desire for reconciliation. Surprisingly, Esau does not respond with hostility, as many might expect. Instead, he runs towards Jacob, embraces him, and weeps. The scene is powerful, marking the long-awaited reconciliation between the brothers. The bitterness of the past seems to fade in the face of genuine expressions of forgiveness and brotherly love. Despite the reunion, Jacob and Esau decide to go their separate ways. Jacob settles in Succoth, where he builds a house and shelters for his livestock. This phase of stability symbolizes not only Jacob's material security, but also the peace achieved after years of uncertainty and conflict. Later, Jacob travels to Shechem, where he buys a piece of land and erects an altar. This altar is dedicated to God, the God of Israel, witnessing not only the personal reconciliation between Jacob and Esau, but also the restoration of the spiritual connection between Jacob and his Lord. The story of Jacob and Esau, marked by tensions, conflicts, and finally reconciliation, offers a powerful message about the possibility of forgiveness and restoration even in the most challenging situations. Do you identify with any specific part of Jacob's story? Or is there something in your life where you feel the need to seek forgiveness or renew your relationship with God? Leave a comment here. Perhaps we can help each other. Hugs and stay blessed.